3 JCA monitoring.
KA3JCA. Just got up and having a cup of coffee, sir.
I'm doing the same thing myself, trying to get woke up and get my day started.
I've actually been up since like 3 o'clock this morning. I just couldn't sleep, so I just got I got her up, but she got up just now. My wife made some coffee and she's going to go visit her mom.
Sometimes I do that. Get up and I turn the radio on, and through the week there's some guys that get on here going to work, and sometimes they get on here real early, 4:30, 5 o'clock. Now I'll talk to them a little bit.
I've heard you on there. I think, isn't that the guys that work like at DuPont and so forth? I've been trying to monitor when I can't sleep. I kind of turn it on. It's either here on the Caesar head repeater, or I have it on the DMR radio.
DMR capabilities, but gotta tinker with my hotspot a little bit. My wife does that for me, and she hasn't had time to get it set back up. But, yeah, there's a group out of Texas I like to listen to on DMR. I like their accent, and they usually have some good conversations.
3JCA, what talk group are they on?
That's a statewide. One of them's a truck driver, and he's got a hotspot rigged up in his truck.
Yeah, I programmed my hotspot for North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia statewide for static is what I just programmed it for yesterday. And then, of course, where I came from in Delaware, there's not much DMR, but there's a few people on it. So I have that set for a static IP. So if anybody calls, I can hear what's going on. I have the Anytone 878 UV 2 plus and the Anytone 578 UV 3 plus along with the Bridgecom Skybridge. I've taken it and set it up for my Apple iPhone, and I've taken it out of the car a couple of times and been able to use the internet on my phone, and it works wonderful.
Yeah, I don't have any of the Bridgecom stuff. I've got a couple of handy-talkie radios and the hotspot. I don't remember the brand name on it. It was just, you know, something I ordered off of Amazon.
Ordered it. Did you have to build it and put it together, or did you buy one that was already up and operational? It had the Pi-Star board, the MMDVM and antenna and so forth. But I tell you what, I'm so thankful for that plug-and-play package. It just made my life so much easier because, I mean, I wear glasses and bifocals, and I still have a hard time seeing stuff. So my daughter's 27, and she's a technician. So Dad has to kind of utilize her young eyes again to help me see and set things up correctly.
Anytime a 259 needs to be soldered or something like that, I I get her to do it, because ain't no way I can do it anymore.
Yeah, I'd have to either buy it pre-soldered or have to get someone else to do it, because my wife, she doesn't like doing electrical work like that. She'll do other stuff, but just not that. So, alrighty. Well, I just got my second cup of coffee. I'm actually going to sit here and drink it real quick and then take the rest of my medication. It was a pleasure talking to you this morning. I'll be on throughout the day, either between here and DMR. But like I said, I have statewide South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia on. So if you're ever on any of those talk groups, when you get it back up, you can find me on there too. If I'm not on the 610 repeater, KA3JCA will be clear on yours.
I don't think I got your first name, but if you would come back with that before you clear on out. And you have a good day, and I'll talk to you a little later. KF4NXY.
NXY, KA3JC. Yeah, I'm sorry. The name here is Richard, and I'm located over here in Simpsonville.
Well, I'm not that far from you. I'm down here off 25 at the southern end of the Greenville County. So you have a good day, and thanks for the conversation. KF4NXY.